So welcome to this sitting practice. We're going to spend some time just with the awareness of breath and the breath sensations. So just at the start of this practice, inviting you to look at your intention, just of taking this time to sit in silence, this intention to step out of clock time and be with the experience of the breath and the breath in the body. And perhaps just as you start, just taking a moment to notice the contact points of the body with the floor, perhaps the feet in the shoes on the floor, the sits bones sitting on the chair, the rise of the spine from the pelvic bone, and just the full extension of the spine right up, and perhaps even lengthening that spine at the very top, and you'll notice a slight tucking of the chin. Some people may have already closed their eyes and feel comfy having them closed. If you wish to do that, that's fine. If not, perhaps choosing to allow the eyes or the gaze fall at about a 45 degree angle down. Just allowing the arms maybe rest loosely by the side of the body, a little bit like curtains hanging on a window. And the hands can be resting on the thighs, either joined or separate, whatever works best for you. So this posture, this dignified, strong and straight, erect, but not rigid posture, is allowing us create a kind of sense of outward dignity, and we're cultivating this dignity and inner respect during our practice of mindfulness, this training of the mind. So just allowing the focus of your awareness now settle to the experience of the breath and the breath sensations in the body. So as best you can, tracking the rhythm of your breathing pattern, that rising of the breath, the unfolding of the breath, and the releasing and letting go in the exhale. And you may have noticed the mind wandering already. There's an inevitability about this. This is what the human mind does. Gently, firmly, just escorting the focus of your attention back to this breath and this one and this one. Reminding ourselves that there's no right or wrong way to breathe, simply being with the experience of the breath right now and following that moment by moment by moment. For some of you might even notice the cool air on the upper lip as it kind of comes into the nose, or even a slight flaring of the nostrils. You may tune into the sensation of the breath at the back of the throat, or high up in the chest. You might even become aware of a slight kind of expansion of the rib cage back and out a little as the lungs fill with air. Perhaps even noticing it a little bit further down at the area just below the ribcage, the solar plexus. So here the diaphragm, which is a large kind of umbrella-shaped muscle, it compresses down when we breathe in and springs back up when we exhale. This muscle is protecting the kind of chest cavity from the abdominal organs, and so when it presses down, it may displace the tummy slightly. So this is when some people are able to notice a slight rising of the belly on the inhale and a falling away on the exhale. And if that hasn't happened for you, that's perfectly fine. So again, noticing if the mind has wandered, bringing it back. Perhaps even noticing the quality of the thoughts. So thoughts can generally kind of take a couple of forms. They might be quite cluttered thinking, kind of what's for dinner this evening or what's on TV. As best you can, simply letting them go. Thoughts can often have kind of an emotional charge also. And for this practice, not tracking or attaching to any thoughts, simply releasing as best you can. You may notice that the thoughts have a critical quality. And in this practice, like all mindfulness practices, we're practicing not to judge, not to label. Simply noticing the sensations of the breath coming into and out from the body. As you've been sitting for a few minutes, you might even notice a slight slowing down of the breath, slight lowering or deepening as you sit. So practicing mindfulness offers us a stability. It's, as we said in the beginning of the session, when we looked at setting our intention, this invites this kind of stabilizing effect for the anterior cingulate circuitry in our brains to strengthen. It opens up our awareness to noticing the amygdala, that little almond-shaped organ at the base of the brain, which is the seat of the emotions. And so this heart, the amygdala, and the head aspect, the anterior cingulate circuitry, can kind of have a marriage of the head and the heart, creating that gap that we can make a wise choice. So perhaps once again, just setting your intention, focusing on the breath, whether that's in a narrow fashion, maybe identifying one area you'd like to focus on, or breathing in a more expanded way. As I read the Pith instruction by Pema Chodron, the Pith instruction is stay. Stay. Just stay. Learning to stay with ourselves in meditation is like training a dog. If we train a dog by beating it, we'll end up with an obedient but very inflexible and rather terrified dog. The dog may obey when we say, stay, come, roll over, and sit up. But he will also be neurotic and confused. By contrast, training with kindness results in someone who's flexible and confident, who doesn't become upset when situations are unpredictable and insecure. So whenever we wander off, we gently encourage ourselves to stay and settle down. Are we experiencing restlessness? Stay. Discursive mind? Stay. Are fear and loathing out of control? Stay. Aching knees and throbbing back? Stay. What's for lunch? Stay. What am I doing here? Stay. I can't stand this another minute. Stay. That is how to cultivate steadfastness. So in a moment or two, you'll hear the bell just sounding the end of this short sitting practice with focus on the breath sensations. And just allowing yourself to move or stretch or attend to whatever you need to do as you make the transition from this short period of sitting and being into the more active part of your day.